And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is a bit without notice, but it kind of feels like this might be a hack from Jono. So it might be something that would fit the bill because Jono came in, as he normally does, on a Monday.
Hang on.
Every Monday. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But don't cause.
No, it just rhymed for the song.
It does rhyme for the song. And he told me something.
Mm.
And I was like, what are you talking about, Brad Johnson, you beautiful man? He said to Lingy and I, how do you go about washing your hats? Caps.
Caps. You don't. You can't because the brim is cardboard, don't you know?
Yeah. So it's hard. But a lot of the time, I mean, it's a sweaty area.
Yeah.
So
they get
sweaty.
Gross.
They do get gross.
So there's a point where, hats don't have a very long, for me anyway, because, you know, I wear my black cap almost every day.
Yeah.
So they don't have a very long lifespan. They're for like maybe 6 months tops before you got to get a new black hat.
Yeah. Or you could wash it, says Jono.
No.
And the way that you wash it is, are you ready for this?
Mm.
In the dishwasher.
No. Incorrect. Absolutely not. How? Why? What?
Exactly.
What?
I was like, what are you talking about, Brad Johnson? He said, you put it in the dishwasher. Then my next question was, what, with other dishes?
Yeah.
And he said, no, you run a cycle without dishes.
Well, seems wasteful.
Seems so wasteful. And because of the prongs in the dishwasher, you put the cap in and it kind of molds, so it makes sure
it holds it.
It holds its shape.
Yeah.
And then you wash it. And I'm like, you're insane.
Yeah.
That is not a thing.
You know, I'm due for another black cap, a fresh one. Do you think maybe we try it?
Okay. Will you be willing to be very wasteful this weekend? Put it in your dishwasher and then come back to us on Monday and see what happens?
I think maybe I can give it a go.
All right. Well, then we'll find out if it is a hack or doing
anything. It sounds ridiculous. He said, I think didn't they then say that there's like some bags that you can get to put around your hat? And it's like, well, what's the point of putting it in a bag and then putting it in the dishwasher?
How's that cleaning it? No, I don't know. But the other thing is, are you going to use dishwashing liquid?
Oh.
Or are you, like, that's the other thing.
Like clothes detergent, do you do that? Or do you do just nothing? Is it just the hot water that's supposed to clean it?
I think that you'd need dishwashing. You'd need a tablet. You'd need the tablet, mate.
This sounds ridiculous.
Well, you're going to give it a try for us and we'll find out, I guess.
Is it a viral thing? Is that what, is it
well,
something
Jono's
that people
talking about it and we know how viral he is.
Yes.
On the internet, he is huge. As long as Eddie Betts is in his
video. Yes, that's what I said. Eddie Betts must have told him about it.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Home stretch on a Friday now. No Cameron Ling, it's his RDO.
It is, and on a Friday, we never talk to him.
No, we don't.
We don't get to say, g'day Cameron, what's the weather doing outside? Any of that stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't answer texts, nothing.
No. There is this trend that I've seen, though, on TikTok, where men are calling up their best mates as they go to bed.
Yeah.
And they jump in bed and their partner records them just calling up their mate and saying, hey, I just want to say good night, have a good sleep.
Yeah.
And their mate's like, what the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean? Oh, just sweet dreams, darling. That sort of thing.
Sweet dreams. And they're like, is that like a message? Like, what are you saying? You know, because it's so odd to call up someone and say, sweet dreams, I love you.
Yeah,
good night.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, how about we do a bit of a morning version with our mate Cameron Ling? Do you want to wish him a good morning?
Good morning.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if this is a breach of contract to call him, but let's do it now. I guarantee he does not have our number saved in his phone and he won't answer.
This is so typical Lingy on a Friday too.
G'day, you've called Cameron. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey Lingy, it's your buddies Tom and Log.
Hi.
We just wanted to wish you good morning. We miss you on a Friday and we just were thinking about you and just wondering what you're doing. So,
what's the weather like out there at the moment?
Miss you, man. Miss you.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. All right. Well, that didn't work how we thought it would, but
but we got to leave an abusive message, and that's always fun.
I know. And that message is still recording right now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, remember that time you dislocated your shoulder and you missed the first 3 months of the year of work and you had surgery and it was all because you had washed the bottom of your feet?
Yes. Yes.
And then slipped in the shower?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Now, we've all learned a lesson, haven't we?
Well, I take hygiene seriously. It might not look like it, but I do.
All right. There's a doctor called Dr. Roger Kapoor, and he is like a – he's quite a famous doctor.
Yeah.
And he has come out and said, hey, there's one part of your body that you shouldn't ignore washing.
Mm?
And I know that you hope that it's the bottoms of your feet.
Yes, that's where it seems to lead.
It's not.
Okay.
Unfortunately. That seems like it would be the one place that most people don't do.
Yeah.
But this one place that people don't specifically clean – can actually start smelling and you don't even notice it because it's you. You know that yeah, sort of situation?
You know I'm like that. I'm so scared all the time. Don't
that
I
you
say
smell because you don't know because it's you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so scared that I smell.
It's like going to a friend's house when you're a kid and it has a smell to it and you're like this is
smell right.
This isn't my place. This
then you
isn't
come home
I
and
belong.
You smell the Omo and you're like,
bleach.
And the bleach.
Anyway, So it's not the bottom of your feet. Guess where it is. I'll give you one guess. Where else on the body that is ignored that would eventually, apparently quite quickly, build up dirt and start to smell?
Back of your knees.
Oh, no.
Okay, because I do that too.
Okay. Well, I think you should technically probably wash the back of your knees,
yeah.
But it's behind your ears, the back of your ears.
Oh, well, I do that too.
Builds up dirt faster than you might think. Giving the back of your ears a quick scrub is advised.
You don't wash the back of your ears?
Well, I do, but I'm bald, so there's like
yeah, there's
it's just
all
when
back
I'm
of
doing
ear.
It's all yeah.
The whole thing is back
there's
of ear.
There's heaps of real estate behind there. You know, I do my neck and it's
where does back of ear begin and stop for you? Like I know where it begins, but where does back of ear stop for you on your head?
Well, it's still hair. There's still a hairline. It's just
is
almost
there?
Invisible. Well, is I'm not there? A shiny bald.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're
you
right.
You know me. I'm not a shiny bald.
But you got the tattoos.
Shout out to yeah. No, that's right. I've got the dots.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a little bit of hair that still regrows, a la Gary Ablett Senior.
Okay.
Right. Or Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dave, our old technician.
Yeah. Everyone knows Dave.
Yeah. Anyway, so the moral of the story is wash behind your ears, guys, because if you don't do it intentionally and specifically to get into the creases of where the ear meets the skin, it can always trap grime. Now, we found this with, I believe it was Goldie or Indy. Indy, when she was a baby at first, like you just, you know, you're washing the baby, but you don't think to get in right behind the ears and give it a scrub.
You don't?
And so very quickly it becomes a bit gross. So then we're like, oh, okay, now you need to clean behind
this. Do you know what? This is such a great way to just really wrap up a whole week if that was.
Well, not only that, but it's a nice sort of gentle way for me to tell you, mate.
Mm.
That you have been.
Don't. No, you know I've got a thing with that. Don't.
A little bit.
No, don't.
The back of your ears, how, like, you've got very thick hair and long hair. How often does that get sunlight, let alone fresh air? Do you ever do a pony? You never do a pony to work.
No, I don't do a pony.
Maybe start thinking about a pony, mate.
Great.
You know how you hang.
This will just go around and around and around.
You know how you hang
weekend.
Stuff on the line to get sun on it so that it cleans it, like, you know? Do that with your ears.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. I feel great.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.